This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 31st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear night across Israel, with warm temperatures making it pleasant for those out and about. Tel Aviv and Haifa are both experiencing mild breezes, while Jerusalem remains calm. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump says the Board of Peace has reached a deal for Hamas' complete disarmament in Gaza, according to Ynet, reported just 40 minutes ago. Also, Trump announces historic news, an agreement reached for the disarmament of Hamas, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports on a historic deal for disarmament in Gaza, announced by Trump. Separately, Columbia University Student Workers Union has dropped its Israel divestment demand, says Forward from earlier today. And finally, JNS reports that an anti-Israel activist has launched a bid to unseat a pro-Israel Maryland congressman. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global shared just minutes ago that Trump confirmed a deal for Hamas's disarmament in Gaza, involving phased weapons surrender. Noah Landau from Haaretz wrote earlier today about Trump's announcement of the complete disarmament deal in Gaza. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, stated just now that removing Hamas is crucial for providing a future for 2 million people. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the major development in Gaza, Trump has announced a deal reached by the Board of Peace for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. The agreement involves a phased surrender of weapons, with Israeli forces withdrawing as disarmament progresses. Ynet reports that this deal aims to establish lasting peace and security in the region. Its success could transform the landscape of Israeli-Palestinian relations. Turning to U.S. politics, Columbia University's Student Workers Union has reversed its stance on Israel divestment. Forward reports that the union has dropped its demand for the university to divest from Israel. This change marks a significant shift in the union's previous position and could influence other academic institutions facing similar demands. Meanwhile, in Maryland, an anti-Israel activist, Sam Husseini, is challenging Congressman Glenn Ivey. JNS details that Husseini accuses Ivey of supporting U.S. military aid to Israel, alleging it enables Israel's actions against Hamas. This challenge could stir political debate regarding U.S. foreign policy and its implications. On the economic front, first, CTEC highlights the remarkable journey of Fadi Aboud, who rose from a carpentry shop in Nazareth to become one of Intel's top engineers. His story is inspiring change and opening doors for others in the tech industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on the booming luxury market in Israel, defying high interest rates and economic uncertainties. Penthouses continue to sell, indicating robust demand in this sector. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Hush Security has raised $30 million to enhance its AI agent governance platform. This funding will help companies manage AI agents across sensitive systems, addressing growing security concerns. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.